Indeed, in time, the total extermination of the area is extended more to the south, passing the current limits for ever-frozen soil, where they found these remnants of the disaster. The mammoth existed only in areas of lower temperatures, land affected by the disaster, and their bodies were kept there only where, due to the removal of post-diluvial pole, there was formation of eternal ice. However, these dramatic events that in prehistoric times were conducted in the northeast of Siberia contain another puzzling detail: were never found corpses of animals, in addition to the mammoth, and occasionally, hairy rhinos. This is especially strange considering that the regional forest clearings, and of large animals, there was a no less number of animals and beasts. However, none of them was kept frozen in those lands. Apparently the mammoth and the hairy rhino, whose alleged conduct large affinity, suffered his horrific fate, let alone that of the contemporary fauna with which coexisted in life. Probably its fate was its enormity, its oversized proportions, and much beyond those of elephants. The mammoth were real mountains in motion, and also the giant rhinos were, without doubt, that its peculiar quality was responsible for his peculiar fate. Moreover, this sequence of ideas comes to mind a fact rather trite: the selection of objects according to their size, carried by river water. As you know, the river deposits in the larger pieces first stage of its course, then you will be undoing of gravel, medium in size, and, finally, near the mouth, is that the sand is. During their Siberian flood of not missing a huge current of water. When the sky collapsed in rains, all the land were flooded, with water up to several meters high, then accumulate in depressions in the ground, flooded the trunks of trees uprooted, and their passage, they found what they took, including the carcasses of many animals asphyxiated and drowned. Also those huge masses of water separating the objects floating in the size and weight, thus, to the objects being bigger and heavier, the carcasses of the hairy mammoth and rhinoceros were deposited first, then froze there, probably close to their original habitat. The carcasses of the beasts of smaller size of bison, deer, were carried by currents of water to greater distances, heading southeast, as the rain's deluge came mainly from west and northwest. Thus, the northern regions were removed, quickly made Arctic, and came to stop in areas free of glaciations. Ali came in a state of decomposition and left them nothing apart from one or another part of its carcass and some fossilized remnants occasionally. Also the trees, the buds of food served to the mammoth and rhinoceros, were carried by water, at distances much larger than the carcasses of giant animals, discarded at the beginning of the path. At any point away, the southeast or south, the trees large and small have joined to rotting and they disappeared. Therefore, the hairy mammoth and rhinoceros are alone in their coffins of ice. So strange and almost antipodal, Mortantadan animal was about 15,000 kilometers from the country of Tunguses in the western outskirts of South America, in today Colombian land. Although caused by the same disaster, the parallel case shows some special features that make it interesting for our subject. When, some 150 years ago, Alexander von Humboldt visited and then described the Columbia, during his famous journey since then in South America, he met with petrified animal bones, in Field of Giants, situated on a large plateau, to 2,000 meters above sea level, not far from Bogota, capital of the country. Humboldt those bones identified as fragments of skeletons of a species of extinct mastodons, which was then named according to its discoverer. With that came another puzzle to be unveiled. Although the mastodons not known how much is known all about the mammoth, that is still little enough to ask people like those typical of coastal wetlands that have to plateau, and up there in the mountains. Your body heavy, almost equal to the size of the mammoth, certainly did not allow those animals climb steep slopes, running through bites and close jump from rock to rock. Absent any reason imaginable and plausible for those leaving his pachyderm antediluvii's natural habitat in coastal areas, to settle in inhospitable plateau. What was the cause of the carnage that killed there? And, there in the field of giants, where much rain falls, their bones would fossilize, as observed by Humboldt. Here are questions and more questions await answers. Moreover, in essence, what is known of the mastodons? The species Mastodon cuv, appeared with the Mastodon hume. South America, is regarded as ancestor of the elephant. Many variations of this species lived in Europe, Asia and North America, and the South American mastodons became extinct only after the flood. Therefore, assuming that nothing prevents their South American cousins had also lived at the end of the Quaternary and disappeared because of the disaster that killed the Siberian mammoth. Other, yes, because they live in the most privileged those who were the last of to well, the American mastodons survived until the end of the period of flood disasters. In his book Adam Sucked ICH, In Search of Adam, Melhorimentos, 1965, Herbert Wendt gave some interesting data in this regard as follows. Already in 1846 the carcass of the Basin of Bury, human, with bones of mastodons and giant sloth, bugs were found in a stratum of clay, on the terraces of the Mississippi River, so the man still lived with these giant animals. In 1873, Abbott, a researcher of prehistory, found in the gravel of the Delaware River, human and mastodon bones, along with large number of ancient wedges. Then, when initiated systematic searches for large and small mammals edentulous, fossil in tertiary and quaternary land of America, in Delaware and Mississippi rivers, in caves in Brazil and in layers of clay in Argentina, across the bones were found in primitive horses and cattle, often in the vicinity of the remains of human life. In 1890, the brothers Nord and Schild, Smith, would wear Imigino and made the find in a cave near Last Hope in Patagonia, that strange mixture of bones, along with scraps of fur, and an enclosure separated by a wall of the living ware, according to appearances, and sloth, Gigantesco's bugs mastodons were reared as pets. In Central America, the mastodons served as a beast of burden and mounts the holders of the Mayan culture. In several places, the mastodon bones and shards of pottery were found, alongside. In 1928, Franz Spillmann excavated a complete Mayan pottery, dating the ages 2 to 4 of the Christian era. The owners must have lived with a mastodon, because, among the pieces of glasses and jugs were huge bones of the animal, giving the impression of a primitive elephant in ancient China store. Also in the United States, an area spared by the toxic gas disaster Atlantic, mainly in the Missouri, there were traces of a culture of mastodon, full of coal layers of wood mixed with the remains of domestic rats, tools and bones of elephant. Possibly, the external appearance of the mastodons was even more strange and incredible than the mammoth. Its huge head, with snout giant of taper, was almost the length of the whole body of Bray short left maxilla. These animals, adapted to the beach environment, where they lie down in the sands and the warm mud of the seashore, ate the shoots of bamboo and open passage through the coastal jungle, in absolute terms had to climb the high ridges, where they found his tomb lonely. And neither did some of that escalation. The death surprised them in their own habitat, customary in the areas of the coast. Were probably killed by suffocation, like the Siberian mammoth, from the Brazilian northeast is within the monsoon to the east, which then, in addition to the deluge of rain clouds, still have the toxic gases that dispersed and spread over the continent and doubtless also in parts of today's Colombia. Then came the rain and mud of the floods, the sea invading the coasts. The carcasses were stacked and covered by the mud disaster diluvial. In hot weather, the party's perishable and rotting bones, saturated salt mineral, fossil fuels have become, under the covered with mud which, in turn, dried and hardened like cement. However, that means the fossilized remains have to stop at altitudes of the ridges. Today, the polls showed so true that only in later, after the disaster Atlantic, its original habitat, the coastal regions, have to be raised to 2,000 to 3,000 meters altitude. There is a document in Sofismavel for this elevation of the South American west coast. Alexander von Humboldt himself, and some subsequent explorers, saw and described the remains of ancient primitive beaches, preserved today as white bands, alvars, which from 2,500 to 3,000 meters in altitude, extending along the coastal rocks of ridges, from the Lake Titicaca to Panama. Even the huge Lake Titicaca, in Peru, at 3,800 meters above sea level and covering an area of almost 7,000 square meters, the largest lake on Earth, shows a strange beach strip, strange because to follow in a bleak line, the track of your current pargo. This points to the northeast obliquity, giving further that route, ending in the Azores, in the center of volcanic and seismic disaster Atlantic. Is the unknown god of Dionica had lived that cataclysm? It is interesting how, everywhere, indicating arrows indicate there. Location of the alleged cause. What does that track beach, a bleak, visible in the Lake Titicaca, shows how the plate tectonics Brazilian Pufeza tilting movement, approximately corresponding to the angle difference between the two tracks beach. Now, in turn, this means that the east coast down in both, as the northwest coast went up because the cake always turns around its point of gravity. But there it is concluded that there was a platform on mild slope, located in front of the northeast coast, to be identified as drowned land. The regions of the mouth of the Rio Amazonas and Rio to show the traces. Until now the motion without explanation tilting northern Brazil, around an axis between the Panama and Bahia. However, once explained it, with the scheme of figure 39 and, in true restoration, the removal of Turf Island, which illustrates three typical stages. Final there was and is accompanying who be only the fate of turf between the lower continental plates, as drawn by the low airing of the magma and became submarine. At this point it should be noted also the two major tectonic plates on the right and left. Although not plummet, so isostatic response to the movement of masses of magma, adapting to the lowering of their level, situated on the edge of the newly formed depression, followed the changes in the substrate of magma. Therefore assumed slant is equal to the assumed by the latter, thus repeating the obliquity of depression. Now, we will devote special attention to the board at the left. It would be a failure of the northern area of plate tectonics Brazil. The figure 39 shows clearly how, in consequence of the depression, formed in the substrate of the magma, the inner half of the plate, i.e. the eastern side, had to make a motion tilt, down, while the outer half, west had to make similar upward movement. As the sea surface remains equipotential, this corresponds to lifting the northwest coast, to the heights of the mountains, and the lowering of the northeast coast, drowned in the Atlantic. Thus, the puzzle is discovered and was answered the question, inquiring as the carcasses of mastodons came to stop in the high ridges. In today's Colombian coast the elevation was not as pronounced as in more distant regions of Lake Titicaca, to have been closer to the axis, around which the movement was tilting. However, in any case, the track coastal wetland, habitat and where the mastodons died asphyxiated, was transformed into a highland, to 2,000 meters above sea level. There were the fossilized bones, under the rigid mud, exposed to inclement weather the climate, tropical. The rain turns to soften the mud dry, and little by little, remove the protective layer by washing it. The winds carried the work of erosion, eroded, drawing her grain after grain of dust. After centuries or millennia, the layer of mud has disappeared and the giant petrified bones were on display. Then, became the subject of the action of rain and wind. In large part, the bones were carried by runoff, were disintegrated, disappeared. Only the largest and strongest parts resisted the action of time. These remnants derived the name Field of Giants, undeniable geological evidence of the sudden death of all living beings, including those huge animals, as well as the removal of the West Ridge, by force of the revolution that ended the Quaternary geology. Below, some geographical evidence, supplementing the data on the phenomenon of tilting movements of large tectonic plates. A. Bailao discovered a huge undersea motion. The depth of 2,500 meters, extends from Cape Breton in the south, southwest direction and captures the waters of rivers, leading in this coastal stretch. Near its outfall, all these rivers show a clear shift to the west, toward the local lowering of the Atlantic. This demonstrates the fact, and the approximate location where it took place, that the plate was attached to Europe from Asia, with its rough edge and twisted a little because he was prevented from executing a tilting motion free. Many of these rivers have channels of submarine outfall markedly elongated. This feature continues to the south and therefore in West Africa, the Congo River launches its waters in a submarine outfall system, of great extent, figure 41. There is a wide groove, easily identifiable as the outfall channel, and which descends to a depth of 800 meters. Then this would have been the extent to which West Africa prefers its tilting movement down. Figure 41. The groove of the Congo River. Scale 1:10.000.000. The delta of the Congo, West Africa, like the Scandinavian fjords, continuous below sea level, on a length of 100 kilometers and up to 800 meters deep. This is an indication of the exact extent of the lowering of the coast of West Africa in the Atlantic Ocean. Presumably, the lower post glacial should have been even greater. The problem of displacement of the bed of the Congo River has been studied mainly by P. Smith. In turn, Peterson reports in this regard that the river was dammed by a bending in the soil, there would have been turned into lake, and then would have forced its passage through the rocks easily eroded, thus allowing the leakage of water reservoirs. Today, the gold mining of diamonds is done in the old lake bottom, where they found remains of civilization housing Mustriana, Paleolithic. The people who inhabited those regions should run water constantly lifting and dwellings located in the highest points with a subsequent civilization Solutrina. Then and correspondingly at the end of the Quaternary, there was the sudden lowering of the soil, because until now ignored. P. Smith examines its scope in almost 4,000 meters, also seems to estimate this value with that obtained for the lowering of the Fossa of Romanche. The northern mouth of the River Congo, at least 2,800 meters, or more likely, as the soil samples revealed there. Therefore, the profile of the west coast of Africa attests that the lowering caused by the disaster severely Atlantic reached the bottom of the basin south of the Atlantic. In turn, the extension of lower ground to suggest that the proportions unimaginable disaster prehistoric. Similar phenomena of degradation and collapse of coastal lands were also found on the east coast of North America. The bake shows of Newfoundland and Nova Scotia, and the long and irregularly debouchment like an arm of the sea, the St. Lawrence River, are areas of soil lowered later in geological time. It seems that the Great Hudson Bay there are also areas that should have been lowering from 100 to 150 meters. The Chesapeake Bay. A fjord, a drowned valley. Martha's Vineyard, an island today, once must have been a hill, situated in a lingua of land, entering the ocean. While all this was a general knowledge so far remains unexplained. Moreover, it is known perfectly well that the Hudson River submarine canyon has to equal the magnificence of the Congo River in Africa, a gap of 800 meters deep and steep flanks, which extends far beyond the coastal zone and ends only at 2 or 3 kilometers deep. So also the range of continental land must have suffered some degradation of the order of 3,000 meters. Moreover, according to Peterson, the entire east coast of North America, from several thousand miles in length, has similar structure and dark cliffs, canyons dotted the 2,000 to 3,000 meters depth, showing great similarity with the cliffs in the Alpine Chains Mountains, where rocks have flukes or bending. In short, is a land inundated. Some beach terraces, preserved to this day, are there to show the change of level, which may not have occurred in stages, but the opposite happened so quickly and relatively nothing gradual. The general lowering of the coastal zone appears more clearly in the marshy regions of North Carolina, figure 42. Moreover, all these phenomena have become more complex with the subsequent retransformers, which introduced the reciprocal movement of ascent and descent, for juxtaposition and consequent obliteration of its original features. As mentioned elsewhere, the forces were not expressive of reprocessing, whose work caused the depression to lowering the level of magma should be capped, as was the minimum standard deviation of the conformation, rotating ellipsoid, reaching only about 3 km, where the total sum of the radius of Earth 6,400 km. Figure 42. The Cursa, Eastern North America, a coast drowned. The coast presents symptoms of a post-demotion diluvial. The sinuosity of the bay of the Hudson River and the line of disruption in parallel, with its many lakes, and strongly avoided the strange configuration of the coastline, near Newfoundland, the mouth of the St. Lawrence River, near Cape Cod, the Chesapeake Bay, all this and more the fact that the continental shelf move away from the coast, is to indicate the demotion, entering the Atlantic at rates of more appreciable. This phenomenon is also the collapse of land between Cape Hatteras and Florida, the eastern coastline pan, Tanosa. The dotted line marks the edge of the continental shelf. Although here and there, within the unstable area of the Atlantic, revealed peaks of submarine volcanoes, rising up above the sea level, or there arose, connected islands, such phenomena, in a stunning, cannot be considered as evidence of the possibility of a beautiful day in this same way, emerging from the great island Atlantis, Finca in the bottom of the ocean. With high probability it will, and always, the platform of the Azores. Also, is it perhaps could of the possibility of archaeological finds, whether an accidental revival of Atlantis, or improved methods of underwater survey will reveal to us what is happening down there, the 3,000 meters depth. The truth is that Atlantis was destroyed, first, was devastated by a tremendous wave of compressed air, and then was flooded by successive Macquarius giant that obviously destroyed, flooded, eradicating almost all the forests, houses and villages, existing its surface. However, the destruction itself was the work of underground fire, whose blaze left the mountains, invaded the island, from the line of breaking underwater, then whooped. Undoubtedly, rivers of lava covered the land island, just as in the lower tertiary, the Hindu Deccan acquired its thick coating of lava. The crust of lava, from the Atlantic disaster, could never be imagined or measured, its thickness could be hundreds, or even thousands of meters, so the possibilities are almost zero evidence of a comparable Toria be withdrawn from the ocean bed. Moreover, such events become less viable when considering to find and identify the buildings and eliforms, perhaps, the Great Plains with his pipe and his quadricular input channel. So this would be the point on which all efforts should converge, to the rediscovery of Atlantis, at least in frame submarines. The limo argillo sand, and carbon dioxide. At this point, our scheme of restoration should focus on the time since Quay had much stopped the rain's flood, and bodies of water, flooding half the globe, returned to the ocean. For time and again since then completed the major terrestrial water cycle. Also the sludge diluvial, from mixing with rain water from volcanic ash, do you think is filed, for the most part, at any point in the bottom of the ocean. In any case, it is a total of around 3 tons quadrilhos, and if that total were retained only some portion, it should be of sufficient amounts to be found. Suppose that 90% of sludge diluvial were taken to the sea. This estimate is slightly higher residual values of 10% instead of 5%, those obtained with the calculation of partial flood in Mesopotamia. In this case the higher value is justified by the total collapse of the flood avant treatment of land considerably more extensive than the dam Mesopotamia, thereby increasing the percentage of mud left on dry land. The broadly, what was on the surface of the old world would have been a third of a quadrilhão tons, and therefore represent the volume of 1 to 2 million cubic kilometers. Indeed such masses of mud would be too much to disappear without leaving even the smallest trace. On the other hand, assumed that this quantity, also significant on a global scale, was deposited in any form, on a plateau of average altitude of 100 meters, then it should cover an area from 10 to 20 million square kilometers, or between the 10th and 20th of the total area occupied by the Old World. And indeed, this massive mountain of comparable size and magnificence, there is, lies in the continent Euroasiatica that most suffered from the rain of mud. It extends from the west of France, from the Atlantic coast, on the central regions of Germany, along the rivers Rhine, Danube, Elbe and Oder, to Czechoslovakia and Hungary and, via Poland, Russia's southern reaches, in Central and Eastern Asia will be expanded to form the Tarim Basin of the Turkestan, and covers part of northern China. Figure 43. Areas of distribution of the sandy, clay loam stratified. The area of sandy, clay loam extends to, towards east, as an alluvial belt, progressively wider, until the northern edge of the great chain of mountains of fold, up, beginning with the Alps in Europe, and through the Caucasus to the Pamir and Himalayas in Asia, alluvial belt that ends at the Sea of China. The main areas of sandy, clay loam are marked with dashed, the centers, with black dots, the area of permanent glaciation, diluvial with dots. The figure 43 shows the belt of sandy, clay loam, yet enigmatic, that specifies a technical term glacial sediment, similar to the clay, rich in quartz and lime. The ochre, colored gray, clear, with surprising amount of grain quartz, mica and splash of the stone chips of all kinds. Time or another also shows bones of mammoth, remains of animals of frozen deserts, typical shells of land snails, with few traces of glacial man, especially the type of Aurignac, board 9, in the form of bone fragments and artifacts very rudimentary. According to its origin, there are two types of clay, sandy loam, namely the non-stratified, clayey, sandy loam called the mountains, and stratified, from the strata caused by water. In most cases, the type not stratified, either genuine, is the substrate on which banks run that well stratified, especially in large rivers, reach significant proportions and compete for the formation of the landscape, which give their characteristic features. The theory includes the type called wind genuine and sedimentation caused by the cold winds of the steppe, in powder form, the sandy, silt, clay, so it would have been taken to the green areas, nearby, where he was captured and accumulated by the chute. Without doubt, this substrate of sandy, clayey silt has formed during the various stages of glaciation and the intermediate periods. However, interested only in his capacity as basis of huge banks of sandy, clay loam, formed in later times and where it was accumulated most of that product, board 15. While the bottom layer, wind, shows no traces of alluvium, banks stratified, with its strange and bizarre structures, forming plans and high terraces, have all imaginable and desirable characteristics of their water source. Throughout its creation, qualify as typical alluvial conformations, and that its characteristic also has been marked by its location in the beds of rivers and river valleys of the primitive. However, where they have enormous amounts of silt, clay, sandy stratified water. For chemical composition and physical structure, the sandy, clay loam stratified is not the genuine product of erosion in a well advanced. Moreover, since the raw material, while still intact, it must have been rich in quartz and limestone, but did not contain calcium carbonate, calcium oxide, but, only with the gradual erosion, it has become that. Therefore, it would be somewhat difficult to imagine that the mountain ranges, rich in calcium and quartz, were only formed by erosion. Moreover, there are ridges of great size, which rocks, and quartz, containing calcium oxide, which is obtained by heat treatment. Nor is there a plateau that, through Europe and Asia, with the belt of sandy, clay loam, in order to allow the products of erosion, there originated, were introduced in the wind belt. Also, would hardly mountains land of sufficient size to produce and disperse such quantities of products of erosion, would be 2 million cubic kilometers, roughly corresponding to the volume of the Tibetan plateau. Therefore, the sandy, clay loam stratified in training was not a gradual, its origin should be totally different. It happened, however, that at the Atlantic disaster, the interior of the Earth, the pot containing the fiery magma, provided raw materials in the form of volcanic ash in quantities higher than those found today as sandy, clay loam stratified.